Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. It's me, Ella, also known as Lunar Hiccups. You probably know me from audios on the internet, such as this one. I'm excited for you to listen to the audio, but before we get into it, I'm here to let you know that I'm a grown-up, legal, adult woman, and I do many adult things, such as farmers markets, going to bed at 9 p.m., buying canned wine at Target, taxes, and acid reflux. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the audio.
You're okay, Six. You're safe. Yes, we're well above the surface. You don't remember? An enemy portal opens up right at our fucking location. No idea how they figured out our next move. They ordered us to fall back, but you... You're either insane or insanely stupid. Broke formation, you charged right up to it and you set off a detonator at point blank range. Were you trying to end yourself? Well, yes, it fucking worked. The blast rippled backwards through the vortex, suspended you in the air like a fucking ragdoll, and then threw you 30 feet. I've never seen anything like it. The damage caused enough confusion that we were able to get back to transport. Yeah, an entire scout fleet appeared and they thought we were finished. But the whole unit got out. We lost ground today. Too much, but... Six. What were you thinking? Is there pain? Are you good enough to stand up? Come on. Thirsty? Here. Are you hungry? We can go to Refect. No? They got you patched up pretty good. But you're gonna have to spend the rest of the night in a medipod. Yeah, if we go back out in 2 days, the attacks are accelerating and we don't know what it means yet.
Ma'am?
Gentlemen, I've got this. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, here it is. I had to pull a few strings to get you your own pod, but I figured you earned it. Listen. You ignored a direct order. We're gonna have a conversation about that. But you got lucky. It bought us another chance. But you can't do that again. Do you understand? I can't lose any more people. And not you six. Not you. Not now. Look at me. Do you understand? All right. Everything off, and in you go. What? You're telling me you're crazy enough to stick your dick into a multidimensional vortex, but not undressed in front of your commanding officer? What are you, gun shy? Well, as flattering as that is, you're gonna have to do it. Okay, well, me first then. What am I doing? I'm undressing and getting in. Why should you get all the fun? Well, are you coming in or not? Get in front of me. On your side. I'm closing the hatch.
Welcome to Medipod. Please select your regimen. Error. Maximum occupancy exceeded.
Hold on.
Override accepted. Scanning occupants.
What? No, I haven't done this before. You think I don't know my way around a medipod, asshole?
Scan complete. Beginning medipod.
They were designed for one person, but plenty of space and juice to handle too. Shut up and relax. It works best and you don't tense up. You've never been in one of these before? Yeah, it's warm. Do you feel it already? The cellular regrowth causes almost a slight euphoria. Just relax. Shh. You okay with me against you like this? Okay. Some people have said that it's maybe the closest thing to being in a womb. the way it sustains and replenishes all of you. Just relax into it. I thought I'd lost you. When that detonator ignited, it's like time froze. Everything stopped. There was almost a shimmering and this sound. Like all of the air being sucked into a vacuum, and then you were stuck, frozen in that position, suspended off the ground. It probably lasted only 2 seconds, but it felt like an eternity. You looked so fragile. And then it just spit you out. I thought you were gone. The weight of that moment something to me. I haven't left your side since we got here. After the blast, yeah, everything went black after that. You were just shattered thing. They spent hours on you, but just don't think about it. The pod will truly mend you. Is it okay to touch you? Around your shoulders. You have so many scars here. How long are you? Your hips. And here. I don't care about the consequences. I just want to know if you need this. Because I need this. Do you need this? Are you strong enough to fuck me?
Detected. Voice control activated.
Override.
Could you please repeat your request?
Over. Override.
Temperature monitor deactivated.
Water, please.
Water.
Here. don't care what happens. We both know that this is gonna end one way or another before it would even matter. If we just made a baby. Fuck. Even the idea of it, maybe. Maybe it even gives me hope. About it. Lay on your side again. I'm gonna spoon you. Yes, that is a direct order. Thank you. Thank you for giving yourself to us today and giving yourself to me. We're gonna get through this. We will. Survive it.